Virginia, nearly 100 local governments now Second Amendment sanctuaries. By A.W.R. Hawkins on December 17, 2019. Nearly 100 local governments have declared Second Amendment sanctuary status during the time that has passed between the November 5, 2019, elections and now. The November 5 elections were pivotal in as much as they gave Democrats a majority in the Virginia legislature. Democrats will take their seats in early January 2020, at which point they are expected to embark on a war on guns. On December 15, Breitbart News reported that 90-plus counties and municipalities had reacted to the threat of more gun control by declaring Second Amendment sanctuary status. In the county of Rockingham, over 3,000 pro-gun residents showed up for the Board of Supervisors meeting and broke out into cheers and applause when Second Amendment sanctuary status was declared. Culpeper County Sheriff Scott Jenkins took a stand for his county, warning state-level legislators that he is ready to deputize thousands of residents in order to defend gun rights. The Roanoke Times reports that Pulaski County declared Second Amendment sanctuary status on Monday night. Pulaski's declaration brings the number of Second Amendment sanctuary declarations to nearly 100. On December 12, Breitbart News reported Governor Ralph Northam, D., vowing consequences for counties that refuse to enforce gun controls. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.